Well, good morning. Thank you very much for coming for the IE morning session. This is a special session 8.4 on assessment of complex learning organized by me, Mary Nagy from Tokyo University and Dr. James Altavino of the University of Illinois in Chicago. Because the time filled, I realized that the people only get for those special sessions the same time slot for three talks, and we have five people to talk, so we just have to do something to speed up the presentation. And I'm sorry, we may not have enough time for our questions and answers, but all people are welcome to come after the session for general discussion. My motivation for this special session is that I thought the assessment is an essential part to deal with complex learning and learning sciences, and there have been some emerging things and voices to change the way that we assess the things. And before going into any detail of my motivation, I rather turn my stage to my speakers because they have their own voices on what to do with the assessment and other things. And let me just introduce them very briefly with some colleagues. So the first speaker would be Dr. James Altavino, who just shared the Knowing What Students Know book. I just love the title of the book. He will be followed by Dr. Bob Jock, who will be talking about innovation. We have to realize that a lot better than the both of them. He has been a strong advocate of to innovate the models of memory and learning from a basic psychology field so that we can take advantage of those basic theories. Which is followed by Dr. Marshall Lane, and I have a couple of audios also. And we'll have Dr. Carl Breyer to get some insights through his long practical work on digital. And we would follow the talk to talk about some of the ways that we have been struggling to take sort of a detailed physical analysis of interaction and psychology in the So, before taking a lot of time to do that, I'd like to turn the stage to Dr. Sarvina.